Hey, this is Ka'ala Souza, and you're listening to the 3-Minute Message Podcast. Go to 3MinuteMessage.com now for exclusive freebies, life hacks, and inspiration to transform your life and help you grow with God daily. Join the community over at 3MinuteMessage.com. That's the number 3MinuteMessage.com spelled out. And now, here's today's 3-Minute Message. I think we sometimes get Santa Claus and Almighty God confused. We think that if we are nice, then God will be nice to us. And if we're naughty, then we're in trouble and getting a stocking full of coal. Does our behavior make a difference to God? Let's look at the song that may have caused this confusion and let me explain. And you know the song. In fact, you're probably humming it right now. And if not, you will be for the rest of the day after this message. Come on, sing along. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice, who's coming to town. Yep, that's right, Santa Claus. And he has an if-then arrangement with you, according to the song, that if you are not naughty but are nice, you'll receive lots of, and I quote here, little toy dolls that cuddle and coo, elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. This song is a teaching tool for children to motivate good behavior. We all know that the song is best understood as, hey, you better be good or you won't be getting anything. We know it makes a difference to Santa Claus, but does it make a difference to God if we're naughty or nice? And let's define terms here. Naughty means doing bad things. Call it sin, missing the mark, falling short. Nice means not doing bad things, but instead doing good things. So, does it matter? Let me say no, no, and yes. First, no, our naughtiness or niceness does not make a difference in God's love for us. The Bible clearly says that God loved us while we were still sinners. When we say that God loves us unconditionally, that means unconditionally. Second, no, our being naughty or nice does not affect our salvation or entry into heaven. Again, the Bible clearly states that it's nothing we do that merits salvation. It is only the grace of God in Jesus. If at any time you think that your acts of goodness, niceness, and righteousness deserve God's goodness and niceness to you, you're worshiping a figment of your imagination. Thirdly, I do say yes, our behavior makes a difference to God in the way that a loving father is happy or sad by the actions of his loving children. To receive his love and his gift of salvation doesn't matter if you're naughty or nice, because nothing will ever separate you from the love of God that is found in Jesus. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself in love. So stop being motivated to be good out of fear of punishment from God. That's so not going to happen. When you're motivated by fear or guilt, your life can never be one of confidence, of mercy and abundance. Only when our behaviors and actions are motivated to love because God first loved us can we truly be joyful and secure. So be motivated to be good, not out of guilt or fear, but only out of love.